ونمسك الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، قد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا، صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak has given us the tawfiq to come to His house for a short while and to remember Him and to have a reminder through which we can strengthen our iman and acquire the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif there is an ayat, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif in Surah Hamim Sajda, Surah Fussilat, that among His signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is teaching us to contemplate, to deliberate and to ponder upon these great entities in the sky, the sun and the moon. And through understanding their function and how they are, a person can reach the threshold of the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence these are there for us to take heed and to reflect upon and acquire the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why there's a saying in Arabic, one poet has said, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. In everything around you there are signs that point to the fact that Allah is one. Everything around you, the seeker will be put into the direction of understanding that there is only La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship, nor the deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are known as ayat, signs, one ayat that took place today was the eclipse. And I spoke about it before, mashallah, where the number of people had gathered for Salatul Kusuf. So scientifically we understand how it happens, how the earth is orbiting around the sun and then the moon through its different stages. And when it comes in between the sun and the earth, and then an eclipse takes place. And it obscures the sun from our view. So that's an eclipse. So scientifically, we know of this. So Islam does not reject any scientific explanation. But what Islam does, it seeks a deeper explanation. This is how Islam is above everything. Al-Islamu ya'alu wa la yu'la alayhi. Islam comes to dominate everything. Nothing can dominate Islam. So Islam comes to, it goes beyond the scientific explanation. And that is the Quran Sharif. We look into it, it tells us more. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. In Surah Rahman, the fifth verse of the most beautiful surah known as the bridegroom of the Quran, the dulhan of the Quran, Surah Rahman, Allah Pak says that the sun and the moon move according to precise calculation. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. The word husban has this meaning, as they're orbiting in a very precise calculation. And since Allah Pak has made them, they haven't any erred or differed from the route Allah Pak has set for them. So this is the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One place in the Quran, Alam tara anna Allah, Allah Pak says, have you not seen? Alam tara anna Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. Have you not seen how everything submits to Allah in the heavens and the earth? And then the first entities He uses is the sun and the moon. Since I have made them, they have never disobeyed me. They are submissive to my command. And one narration mentions that even the sun and even the moon, they cry with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we can't perceive them. So these are great two entities, Allah Ta'ala's makhluq in the skies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made them for insan. Ad-dunya khuliqa lakum wa khuliqtum lil-akhirah. All of these are for us, for our comfort, for our needs, for our necessities, for us to get by. And we have been made for akhirah. The ruh has to journey on. Now I was mentioning this before as well, before Salatul Kusuf as well, that looking into the sky, they look equal. You see the sun, you see the moon, you think they are some, like, they look the same. You know, that, you know, unless you don't study astronomy and understand, go into detail, you'll think, oh, these are the same. But there's a massive difference between the two. And approximately the moon can fit up to 76 million times in the sun. But in the diameter of the sun, the moon, you need like 400 moons across the diameter of the sun. That's how big the sun is. And the distance from the moon to the earth is 239,000 miles. So that distance, now from the earth to the sun, is 400 times that distance. So 93 million miles. So if I was in an Apollo rocket, as an example, and I wanted to go and land on the moon, and I wanted to get to the moon, it'd take me 3 days. 3 days in the Apollo rocket. But if I wanted to get to the sun, the same speed, it would take me 3 years. That's the difference in where it is. Just the sunlight to reach Earth takes 8 minutes for the rays of the sun. So these are like the different, you know, giant, you know, makhluk Allah Pak has made to serve insan, to serve us. But when we study them, we realize the difference. But when we see them in the sky, they look the same. They look the same. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was, you know, teaching the people and he was using these entities as examples, for al-qamra bazir qala hada rabbi hada, this is my Rabb, this is big. Then he looked at the moon, you know, brightly shining, hada rabbi hada akbar, this is good. So Quran teaches us the subtleties here. So when they come together in the eclipse, the whole entire rays of the sun are blocked out by the obscuring of the moon, which comes, subhanallah, in the middle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us all of these signs are so that we create a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a Quran Sharif ayat, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ. Okay, we don't send these reminders and signs illa takhwifa, except to put fear inside you. That you begin, and for a believer, every sign makes him reflective of the final day of Qiyamah. All of these signs make you think about that. So for example, we had like an hour or so, or above an hour, where, you know, the light of the sun was obscured due to the moon. So there was like a sort of darkness. So this darkness should make you reflect upon the darkness of the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be folded up. That's why these signs are there. So that's why, you know, whenever these signs would happen, the hadith of Rasulullah mentioned, Fazi an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to get scared. Why? Because they remind you of the final day of Qiyamah. So the sun got wrapped up for a few minutes, one, two hours, and everyone was like, you know, and people now, they look at it differently, but halakha, you should be scared. But unfortunately, we're not. We go out and we look at it and we, so on and so forth. Quran Sharif says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُبِّرَتْ. What will happen on that day when the sun will be folded up by Allah? So imagine the terror that will happen. It's known as فَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ, the greatest terror. It's going to happen. So these small moments make a Muslim reflective of the final day. And if it does, mashallah, it's a sign that you have iman inside you. Allah Pa give us tawfiq. So the day the eclipse happened, I want to mention this point a bit further, we won't take too long today. When the eclipse happened, it just happened to be, it coincided with the death of the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Maria Qibtiyya, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he passed away, just happened to pass away on that day. So when he passed away, the sun eclipsed. So everyone said, oh look, because of Rasulullah's son dying, because of his son dying, this is, look what's happened. And that's why some religions actually believe this. That, you know, the Chinese, they believe that the dragon comes and eats the sun. That's why eclipse happens. You know, a different religion, the Hindus, they have a different, you know, they say the one of their gods swallows the sun for a moment and he spits it back out. These are all, well, khair, wo jane. But as a Muslim, when they've said, oh, the sun is eclipsed due to the son of the Prophet Islam, now imagine the grief he's feeling. His son has died. The hadith mentions, it's famous, he was crying. And Sa'd bin Ubadah said, why are you crying? How come? And he said, this is rahmat of Allah. Allah Pak puts into the hearts of the believers. But I don't say anything on my tongue which will go against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he was in this immense grief, an eclipse happened. So people said, oh look, because of his son has died. And look at the strength of Rasulullah. The strength was so phenomenal that he didn't let emotion get to him even at all. And he said, إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. He said, the sun and the moon are two signs from the signs of Allah. They do not eclipse because of the death or the life of anyone. So in case you begin to start off something now, finish it, cut it from its root, it doesn't happen due to any other reason. It's only a sign from the signs of Allah. So make your aqidah properly, make your belief correct. Don't get all superstition. Nowadays, look how much superstition is happening. Look at it and we take these like omens. That if this happens, then this will happen. If you know, we have them in our culture as well. If your left palm is scratching, you have to give money. If your right hand scratch, I don't know if you've heard of this. It's in the books. In Tawdihat, it's inside the kitabs. If your right palm scratches, you will receive money. If your left eye flickers, something bad is going to happen. If a black cat walks in front of you, don't go on that journey. If you set off a journey and you spill some salt, turn back home. If you go underneath a ladder, then you're going to have an accident on the roof. It's all made up. It's all made up. You know, and we are very superstitious people. So Rasulullah told us, you know, there's no such thing as having these thoughts. And they make a person derail from the actual point. So Rasulullah said here, straight, there's nothing to do with anyone else. These are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or isi par hame, Allah paak isi par hame, yani zindagi maut tak isi par rakhe, inshallah. So this is the actual concept. It's only because that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wished that. And again, this is, again, a Muslim does not become over emotional. We do not become over emotional due to immense grief, be it personal or family or whatever. You can show emotion, but due to some superstition to distort the aqidah of someone else, we're not allowed. So look at the control which Rasulullah had. Everyone says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His son just passed away, an eclipse happens. People begin to talk. You know how people begin to talk? All of the eclipse has happened because his son passed away. Straight away, no. It happened not to any of this. لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. Not due to the death or the life of anyone. Keep your aqidah correct in the Zat of Allah. These are the signs from the signs of Allah. Bas. So it cuts it off at the root. Now you have people who have different, you know, beliefs regarding the eclipse, and you can look into yourself and you can understand. So what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do when he saw this massive sign? He did four things. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكَ, he said, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكَ, when you see that, فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ, call upon Allah, وَكَبِّرُوا, say takbir, وَصَلُّوا, pray salah, وَتَصَدَّقُوا, and give sadaqah. These are four actions that we have been told to do. So the Sunnah teaches us four responses. Eclipse happened, you don't like, okay, let's hire this and hire that, let's go to Pendle Hill, and let's go to this beach setting, and let's have a look at it, and put these spectacle glasses on, and yeh dekho, woh tamasha dekho. Bhai, hum tamasha hi nahi hai. We're not here to see tamasha and all of these ajeeb things. No, we here, whatever Islam teaches us, sami'na wa ata'na. That's what we have to do. And this is it's a test for all of us to show your submission and dedication to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in case you let your emotions override the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So four things we have to do in response. Salah, mashallah, today people read salah. In majority of the masjids, I think probably in the UK, in our maslak, Hanafi, Deobandi maslak, mashallah, a lot of masajid, they have been doing salatul kusuf today, which is a sunnat method as well. It's mustahab to make jamaat in salatul kusuf, the solar eclipse and the lunar, it's better to pray individual. So the four things we have to do is salah, and we carried out the sunnah today, mashallah. Number two, dua. Then number three, dhikr and takbir. And number four, sadaqah. So this is how, as a believer, a sign, like an astronomical event, you have to change it into a moment of ibadat and a spiritual awakening to connect us to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's the first time myself that I've you know, doing a jama'ah of Salatul Kusuf. I've never done this. Maybe, I think it's happened after 26 years. So whether we get, you know, another moment, we don't know. But alhamdulillah, mashallah, approximately 80 or so people gathered here and we fulfilled this sunnah, alhamdulillah. And man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani. Whoever revives my sunnat, he loves me. Wa man ahabbani kana ma'ya min fil jannah. Whoever loves me will be with me in jannah, inshaAllah. So hopefully through this sunnah, we'll acquire the ma'iyyat and niyyanas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So like I said, you don't, as Muslim, I'll finish off now, we don't take these events lightly. Oh, let's go out and enjoy it, and you know, we just become observers and join in with the crowd. There's a party here and a party there, and someone's hired this and someone's hired that, special glasses, and have a picnic and watch this. And baqaida, you hold her, people are doing it, and people are posting, like, you know, it's not to post WhatsApp and send it around. And no, it's something to be scared about. If you look at the kafiyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith mentions, okay, when the eclipse happened, فَزِعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ يَوْمَا كَسَفَتِ الشَّمْسُ. The Prophet ﷺ became alarmed on the day the sun eclipsed. He got shocked. Okay, look what's happened. And then he got to the masjid. And the Sahaba Ikram followed him. And he led such a long namaz that Sahaba Ikram fainted behind him. But he continued. And it's in this namaz where he saw the visions of Jahannam as well. And he saw Jannah, that he was going to grab a bunch of grapes. And then he saw the lady who punished her cattle. She was sent to hellfire. This was all seen in Salatul Kusuf and around that time. So it's not because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't, you know, understand natural phenomena. Of course he understood this. You know, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eyesight, you know, he could see planets in the skies like we see stars in the sky. This was the vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. His hearing was unique. His tongue was unique. His sense of perception was unique. His eyesight was unique. So how we see stars, just about, he could see planets. That's why Sahaba Ikram and famous Battle of Tabuk, when they saw like a dust cloud rising far away, and the Sahaba Ikram looked and they said, someone is arriving, Ya Rasulullah, very far away. All you can see is like along the horizon some dust. And he looked and he said, may it be Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. It was impossible for the eye, naked eye, to see that. May it be Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. And when he came closer, it was Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So it's not like he knew the natural phenomena and, you know, the cosmos and all of this, but he didn't let his mind go towards that. He went straight towards the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we do, my dear friends, not to be misdirected, and curb our emotions and bring them in line with the wishes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So asme aaj kya ho raha hai ki we become accustomed, take a snap, you know, get it on WhatsApp, you know, put it on the status, you know, record it, take a picture, share it, get the most views, get the most likes, and we forget the purpose, you know. And this is what Islam keeps on teaching us, to make our purpose and wishes with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like I said at the starting, I said this ayat as well, Allah Pak uses these signs to awaken us. It's like a spiritual awakening to reconnect with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the Quran Sharif said, وَمَا نُرِسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفَ, that we send the signs only as a warning, to stir up your emotions, to recognize Allah, and think about the day of Qiyamah. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, but that will be folded up. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرْ, when the eyes will be dazzled on the day of Qiyamah. وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرْ, and the moon will eclipse. It will lose its light. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرْ, so it's going to be eclipse on the day of Qiyamah, but not like the eclipse here. It's going to be a total eclipse, forever. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, and the sun and the moon will join together. Check the tafsir of these ayat. That Allah Pak will get them both together. They will take the light out of them. The moon, it reflects the light from the sun. Allah Pak will take out all the noor. And then they will be sent inside the fire of Jahannam to serve as fuel for the people in the fire of Jahannam. And all their entire lives, and since Allah Pak has made the sun and the moon, they've never disobeyed Allah once. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ, in all perpetual obedience and submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are lessons for all of us to learn. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn these points. Allah give all of us tawfiq. And the other side, the flip side of the coin is, don't become over superstitious of these events. Some people get so superstitious. You know, I was reading earlier, or you're not allowed to eat during the eclipse time. You're not allowed to do this during the eclipse time. This will happen. Islam teaches us, as I mentioned before, all of these, you know, superstition and omens, we should stay away from them, and we shouldn't get terrified of these. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that before the day of Qiyamah, Allah grants all of us the tawfiq to understand the importance of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the day finishes, we take away from this very important sign today that we always have to reassure ourselves by reconnecting to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day there will be a day coming, it will be the final day, and everything will come to a complete end, and that will be the start of the day of Qiyamah. So when we see eclipse again, you know, turn to Allah, make tawbah, do istighfar, place that al kusuf, make dua, give sadaqah, engage in dhikr, and teach our children that it's not just like a fascinating event in the sky, but tell them, look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instill within them the concept of the qudrat, the azmat, you know, the magnanimity, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Pak, give me the tawfiq. Allah Pak, give all of us tawfiq, inshallah, to take a lesson from this. And nothing is without a purpose. Your final point, nothing is without a purpose. We are not in need to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak does everything according to His own way. All we have to say is, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Wallah, whatever you have created, all of this is without purpose. Subhanaka faqina adab an-nar, as the Quran Sharif ayat ends, glory be to you, so protect us from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Pak, make this eclipse a means of increasing our iman, awakening our hearts from ghaflat and coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allowing us in siya tawbah and preparing for the actual day when the sun and the moon and the entire universe will submit to the final command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak, give me the tawfiq in all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.